But first, persistent child sex offenders will face life in prison under reforms announced today by New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Among other things, the changes include requiring courts sentencing historic child sexual assault offences to apply to current sentencing standards in response to recommendations made by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses on Child Sex Abuse. So what does this mean for survivors, and is it going to be enough? Cara Wagner has more.
Among the reforms, the Berejiklian government is introducing new offences for failure to report and failure to protect against child abuse, requiring courts not to take into account an offender's good character when sentencing for historic offences where their reputation facilitated the offending, and introducing a new offence of grooming an adult to access a child, and strengthening the grooming offence to include providing a child with gifts or money. Hetty Johnston, founder and executive chair of Bravehearts Foundation Limited, is grateful to the Premier.
We are so happy with what the Premier of New South Wales has done. It certainly has put New South Wales at the lead in terms of implementing the Royal Commission recommendations and possibly even being the safest state in Australia to raise a child just presently. But I guess a little disappointed that it didn't go further. There was one stone left unturned, and that was the confessional of the Catholic Church, which needs to be addressed.
But these changes go beyond the prosecution itself. Dr. Michael Salter, Senior Lecturer in Criminology at the Western Sydney University, says they will make it easier for adult victims of child sexual abuse to come forward.
I think the reforms tackle a number of challenges for survivors. That includes needing to identify specific dates and times of abuse incidents where abuse has, you know, been prolonged and there's been many incidents. This requirement in the criminal justice system has prevented a lot of survivors from ever really coming forward. I think it's been good to see the onus really placed on institutions and churches to, also to reform themselves and start to own up to some of the historical offending that's gone on. We're going to see, you know, many survivors coming forward and a lot more cases progressing successfully in court because of these reforms.
In line with another recommendation from the Royal Commission, New South Wales is also one of the two states to opt into the National Redress Scheme, but whether other states will follow suit in these reforms remains to be seen. Dr. Salter again.
Certainly other states have flagged that they will be implementing the criminal justice recommendations of the Royal Commission. I think it's very likely that we will see these changes moving across Australia. They are very welcome changes. Adult survivors of child abuse face significant barriers in accessing the criminal justice system. So these are very welcome changes. I do think it's important that we don't just have law reform, that also the experience of survivors dealing with police, dealing with prosecutors, you know, this needs to be addressed.
Hetty Johnston wants to see other states take the Royal Commission's recommendations even further by removing the seal of confession so the sacrament isn't excluded from mandatory reporting. In his Easter Sunday homily, Archbishop Anthony Fisher said priests would suffer punishment and even martyrdom rather than break the seal of confession. Dr. Salter disagrees with the significance of the confession in bringing abuse cases to light.
I do think it's largely symbolic. Confession is not a very commonly used sacrament anymore. Very, very few people go to confession. And I have to say, I doubt that, removing the confessional seal is really going to have, much of an effect in terms of child protection.
While she agrees with the Premier's proposal, Hetty Johnston believes change must come from all levels of Australian society.
I mean, I think the Royal Commission has laid it out really quite clearly. What needs to happen is that all children are properly protected, are properly educated and aware, that all adults are properly trained. They know what they're looking for. They know how to respond, that there are sufficient resources in the community to help and assist people who are harmed by this. There is nothing more important than the best interests of our children.
Dr. Salter again.
There's certainly scope for us to continue monitoring and evaluating the effects of these changes it's not enough to put law reform in place. We need to be alive and sensitive to how these changes affect the criminal justice process. And I think in a couple of years' time, once these laws are in place, we do need really robust evidence gathering and data gathering to see whether or not these changes have resulted in an increase in prosecutions.
Dr. Michael Salter, Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Western Sydney University, ending that report by Caro Wagner.